I wanna be sedated. Just put me in a world. everyone. I bet you weren't expecting this voice. I'm subbing for DJ Easy Ed, who I've never met. So I guess tonight it's me, Easy Hell. Normally I DJ Sweet Corn on Tuesdays. Anyway, so we started out off theme with Beach House's Lover of Mine from their album Teen Dream. But if you didn't know, or if you maybe knew it, but you didn't know you knew it, May is the month of solving mysteries that you didn't know existed until they were solved. I didn't say so, it's just the way it is. So we're going to be listening to some songs about uncertainty and mysteries, some obvious and some not so much. First, though, I'll tell a story about a mystery I've never solved, and that was in third grade. I was sitting at the lunch table at school, probably in between whatever social groups existed at the time, because I was terrible at making friends until like seventh or eighth grade. And this girl, Courtney Kometz, looked at me and she said, "Helen, are you a..." And she's like one of the popular girls, of course. There were two of them, Brittany and Courtney. Of course, that's what their names were. And she said, "Helen, are you a homie?" And I looked at her and I said, "What?" I didn't get it. And everyone was looking at me and waiting for me to answer. And then she looked at me and like nodded yes, like to get me to say yes. And I was like, "Well, I don't know." So then I said yes, because she told me to. And then they all laughed at me. And I still don't know what that joke was. I still don't know what they wanted out of me. They got their laugh, but like, they're making fun of me and I didn't even get it. So I don't think it counts. But anyway, that's a mystery. We're gonna move on to some more music for you. Coming up, we have a band I'm particularly excited about right now, and that's Deer Hunter. I'll explain why later, because you don't really care.
My greatest fear, I fantasized the days were long, the weeks flew by before I knew I was awake. My days were
thank you. jump in your hand and look around. He's a brown now, and the sky is a hazy shade. So right, it's the springtime of my life. Seasons change with the scenery, weaving time in a tapestry. Won't you stop and remember me at any convenient time? Find out my memberships while looking over manuscripts of unpublished rhyme. Drinking my vodka and lime, I look around, he's a brown now, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Look around, he's a brown, there's a patch of snow on the ground. Look around, he's a brown, there's a patch of snow on the ground. Look around, he's a brown, there's a patch of snow.
Peanuts and ketchup, second money, second fun, third, first. so kind of say, this king of black jokes is just quite impossible. Roll me the bad note, the professor first can make lying worth dying.
It's 6:25 p.m. in Medford, and we just heard a trio of Deer Hunter, Simon and Garfunkel, and the Velvet Underground, which brings up one mystery of which Velvet Underground album is the best. I won't try to answer that. Another fun mystery is, where do socks go? Where do my friend Emma's underwear go? Even though they said they would have no reason to be leaving underwear places this semester. That's just a mystery. There's a lot of mysteries in the world. And sometimes you're not aware of them yet. There's a lot of mystery around objects in my life right now, and by that I mean I haven't cleaned my room at all, so I don't know where my sunglasses or my Swiss Army knife are, and I would really like both of those back. That would be so nice. All right, we're gonna move on to some other music again. It's gonna get sad for a second, and then it's gonna get French. So take that as you will. I promise it'll get a little bit more fun later in the show. Some mysteries are fun and some are sad. It's just the truth of it.
With a cane that he twirled around his diamond ring finger, at a Baltimore hotel, society gathering, and the cops was called in, and his weapon took from him as they rode him in custody down to the station and booked Williams and Zinger for first degree murder. But you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears, take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. Williams and Zinger, who had 24 years, owns a tobacco farm of 600 acres with rich, wealthy parents who provide and protect him, and high office relations in the politics of Maryland reacted to his deed with a shrug of his shoulders and swear words and sneering, and his tongue it was a snarling. And in a matter of minutes, on bail was out walking. But you who philosophize disgrace and criticize fears, take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. Hattie Carroll was a maid in the kitchen. He was 51 years old and gave birth to 10 children who carried the dishes and took out the garbage and never sat once at the head of the table and didn't even talk to the people at the table who just cleaned up all the food from the table and emptied the ashtrays on a whole other level. Got killed by a blow, lay slain by a cane that sailed through the air and came down through the room, doomed and determined to destroy all the gentle. And she never done nothing to Williams and Zinger. And you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears, take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. Courtroom of honor, the judge pounded his gavel to show that all's equal and that the courts are on the level and that the strings in the books ain't pulled and persuaded and that even the nobles get properly handled once that the cops have chased after and caught 'em, and that the ladder of law has no top and no bottom. Stared at the person who killed for no reason, who just happened to be feeling that way without warning. And he spoke through his cloak most deep and distinguished and handed out strongly for penalty and repentance Williams and Zinger with a 6-month sentence. Ah, but you discreet and criticize our fears. Bury the rain deep in your face, for now's the time for your tears.
Thank you.
right. So I hope you enjoyed that really fun block of music that made you feel great. We had this Horseman by the Microphones, and then one of my favorites, but definitely decidedly not a banger, The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll by Bob Dylan, and that's on Times They Are A-Changing. And then after that, Who Will I Be in the Morning by Your Friend, and that's from their album Gumption, which is extremely underrated. If you haven't listened to it, you should really check it out. It's what some might call a sleeper hit. Sleeper hits are in their own right kind of a mystery, I would say. I'm gonna read a little PSA and then we'll think about some mysteries some more, but we're gonna get a little bit more upbeat, I hope. Aptly enough, some of these songs are mysteries to me myself. Four rules of gun safety. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule zero, all guns are always loaded. Rule one, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule two, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule three, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So now I'm on the website of 25 famous mysteries that no one realizes were solved. And I trust them because I think that their pictures really communicate how reliable this is. So there's some good stuff. They talk about the Bermuda Triangle, which is one of my personal favorites because there's so many different reasons for it. Probably aliens, though. Another good mystery is like regional, like creature mysteries, like the lizard man, Bigfoot, the frog man is a really good one. There's the Jersey Devil. That's one I like, having driven through New Jersey only once, my only experience of the place, and I was like, yep, that probably exists. Let's see, are there any good ones? Oh, a third of people polled believe in ghosts, according to this. Well, I don't know why you wouldn't believe in ghosts. I really have no reason to not believe in ghosts, is all I'm gonna say. Not that that's a bad thing. I don't think ghosts are bad. All right, so we're gonna move into some more fun stuff. We're gonna do Francoise Hardy, The Lentils, who are a Boston band originally. Some other ones. Here we go.
Yeah. to some twilight land where all but love is gray, where I can't find my way without her as my guide. Night falls, I'm kept beneath her spell. Daylight comes, our heaven turns to hell. Am I left to burn and burn eternally? She's a mystery to me. A love so sharp it cut like a switchblade to my heart. Words tearing me apart. She tears again my bleeding heart. I wanna run, she's pulling me apart. Fallen angels cry and I just melt away. She's a mystery. The darkness in her eyes that so enslaves me. But if my love is blind, then I don't wanna see. She's a mystery to me. Night falls, I'm kept beneath her spell. Daylight comes, our heaven. She's a mystery to me. She's a mystery girl. 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 She's
This is WMFO in Medford, and you're listening to Hell. I'm subbing for Easy Ed. I played a Francoise Hardy song and then a Roy Orbison song, which I had not listened to before, and it was a mystery to me, and then I didn't really like it, so I'm sorry about that one. Not what I usually play, but that's fine. And then after that, She Was Never There to Begin With by The Lentils. So we're almost to dinner time and I really have a headache. But what I really have a headache about is the mystery of the Loveland, Ohio Frogmen. So I'm from Ohio, thus the name of my regular show, which is Sweet Corn. There's a lot of corn around where I live. Maybe not so much in Loveland, that's on the other side of the state from me, but still is no mystery. And, anyway, so the Loveland Frogmen, which I knew about before, and then I'd forgotten about them, and then I found the sketches of them. They, on the record, started appearing in the town in 1955, and people would see them when they were driving at night, and they were these, like, half-frog, half-man-looking things, like, with webbed feet, and they're slimy, and they, like, one time they came up and grabbed a woman, according to her. There's like police reports of it. They really talk about it a lot. And it's sort of a general mystery over there in Loveland. It's near a river, so that's where they come from, ostensibly. They were called the River Demons by the Miami Native American group that lived there. So they've been around for a while. I think they're real, personally. I don't really think there's much of a mystery there, to be quite honest. I mean, how else would all these people have seen them? I don't know. Of course there's probably frogmen. Coincidentally, I have a cousin who's really obsessed with frogs when she was younger. Like, everything in her room and bathroom were all frogs. I wonder if that has anything to do with that. I'll have to look into that mystery when I go home in a couple weeks. All right. I'm not sure who's coming in after me, so I'm just going to play some songs out. I'm going to start out with Elliott Smith. Now, there's a mystery that has not been solved. Not that I'm making a joke about that. You know.